And at this time in our fall sports preview, visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal. Coach, you've been doing this for a long time now, but I'm guessing that the blood gets pumping every time you get ready for a new year. I'm sure you're excited.
Yeah, I am. I am excited. We had a great summer. I had a great camp this year at Shadron State. Got me and the whole team excited. We're enthused about what we think we can be, and we're excited to get the season started.
I always ask what the team did over the summertime, and we'll get to that in a moment. You just mentioned a camp that your kids went to. But something I'm asking all coaches this year is, what do you as a coach do during the summertime to get ready for the season? Do you just kind of take it easy and kind of use it as a refreshing time, or are you looking at film and doing things to get you ready as a coach during the off season?
Well, we have a different schedule this year. We're taking a look at some of the people on our schedule, and you know, trying to get an idea what maybe they're going to do different or what we can expect. You know, we hit a couple camps, clinics, and then, you know, things like that. We try to get going and talk to other coaches, you know, just for the year, try to network and continue to improve that way.
Mike, you talked about the team going to a camp, and I'm sure that the weight room was, again, a very important part of what the kids did over the summer. Talk a little bit about the summer for the kids and maybe what you learned from the camp that you participated in.
Well, you know, the summer we changed our weight training program back to what it was before COVID. We met 4 days a week. We had good attendance. We were enthused about that, so we did that and saw some gains there. I think when we went to camp, what we really found out was that we've kind of started to grow up a little bit. You know, the last couple of years, we played a lot of young kids, and we went to camp, and the kids had success, and they were excited. They kind of have to learn how to handle success a little bit, too. I think they were a little shocked with how well they did as well. But, you know, we found out we can block better than we were in the past. We're much better up front than we have been the last couple of years. And then we found some, you know, a back or two that surprised us a little bit and gives us a lot of optimism and hope for the upcoming season. And so I think that's really what we found out. And I think the kids were pleasantly surprised as well.
Mike, every year coaches go through turnover. Obviously, you have kids that graduate and move on, but it's also an opportunity for other kids to come along and get their chance. What about the turnover for Twin Loop? How has that affected you coming into this season?
Yeah, well, we had five seniors that went through the program last year and ended up their career. You know, but we've been playing a lot of these kids since they've for the last 2 years, the kids that we have now. And so, you know, just maturing and growing, you know, and we were going through our depth chart last night as coaches, and we're just saying, boy, that kid's doing pretty well, but he might be third string, and he's third string because he's got juniors and seniors in front of him. Mm-hmm. So finally, we've got upperclassmen this year, and we got kids that can play, and we just matured. I think, you know, last year I talked about how kids, we need to mature, you know, physically, before we're going to be very good, and it's happened. And so that is the big change, is the kids are just growing up when they're a year older. And so, like I say, they're excited. You know, Roddy Oxford is kind of waited his turn to play quarterback. He's a senior now. He's gotten bigger and been a great leader for us. We're just better up front, and we got some young kids too that are helping and just giving us depth. And so, you know, that's the exciting thing about football. Every year is new. You have a chance. You know, it was 2015 and we went 3-6, and then 2016 we were in the state championship. You can make big bumps in 1 year when those kids mature like that.
Mike, I have to ask, how many do you have out this year?
We have 32 kids on the roster right now, and so our numbers are very good. We're really excited about that. You know, most of the kids in high school are participating in football for Twin Loop, and that's a great thing to have. You know, lots of depth. You're going to play more JV games. Just a good deal. I'm really, really proud of the kids and their attendance.
Coach, I know it's still very early, but as you work through fall camp, has there been an area or a position group or something on the team that's maybe been even a surprise to you as you work through fall camp?
Well, I just think we are so much better in the offensive line, and that's a great place to improve. We just we found out at camp we had some kids that really got better and stronger, and were quicker and more athletic as well. We have a freshman that really can play. He's, you know, being offensive lineman, freshman's tough, but he can do some things well, and he gives us depth, and he pushes kids and gives them someone good to go against in practice. So, for me, the biggest improvement from us is up front in the lines.
Micah, you mentioned this earlier in our conversation, but of course the NSAA sets the schedule for football teams across the state. We're in that transitional period now where you have a new schedule for this year and next year. You're in the D27 district with Ansley, Litchfield, Burwell, Central Valley, Elm Creek, Overton. You open the season with Anselmo-Myrna, a great area matchup to get the season started. Just your overall impression of the new district that you're competing in and maybe your schedule in general.
Okay, well, I think our district is, I really believe it's wide open. I don't know that the state championship's going to come out of the D27 district, but I think there's a lot of good, solid teams. There's not anybody that's I think, really down. I think it's going to be competitive. I would be surprised if the winner of our district is undefeated at the end of the regular season. I think there's going to be, intra-district, there's going to be wins and losses from multiple teams. I really believe that. I think it's going to be competitive. I think Overton and Elm Creek and us are kind of on the uptick, where some of the other teams probably had pretty significant graduation. So I think we're all going to be more towards the middle. I think it's very competitive. As far as our preseason stuff, those are conference schools, and I think we should play conference schools. I think we should play schools that are local to us, So Myrna is a natural fit. Sandhill Stedford is close. And then Mullen and us have had a great rivalry over the last 20 years, a good rivalry, not a bad rivalry, just a lot of good games against a couple good programs, and so we wanted to keep that thing going as well. So, our schedule is we got 8 games where we could win or lose every one of them. And so how we prepare and how healthy we stay and how we improve will have a lot to do with how successful we are in 2022.
Mike, final question. Who's helping you out this year?
Coach Zane Young is my assistant. He's the defensive coordinator. And Coach Levi Likens is in charge of special teams and runs the offensive line. And so those are my 2 assistant coaches. There's only 3 of us on staff, so we're pretty busy during practice. We got a lot of kids to watch, but we like it that way, and we're glad we have all those kids out.
Well, Mike, it's great to visit with you again this year. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll probably talk to you down the road during the year. Best of luck to you and the kids.
Well, we appreciate KBBN's support and coverage. Thank you, Brent.
Coach Mike Kojal joining us on KCNI KBBN.